Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode, I think it's 63 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, brother. Where are we at today, Spoon? We're in a special place.
We're in beer heaven.
we're in beer and wine heaven.
Beer and wine Nirvana.
Beer, wine, and mead heaven.
There you go. I like how that sounds already.
And some scotch,
and flatbread
maybe.
Heaven.
Yes. We are at Vintage Estate Beer and Wine in Boardman, Ohio.
With a very special guest, special mystery guest. Please state your name and your occupation.
My name is Phil, and I'm happy to be here with you crazy guys.
That's right. We nuts. We nuts.
And by the way, it is the number one beer store in the world.
Yeah. Congrats on that, by the way, my friend.
Yes, high fives all around.
Thank you so much. Happy to have you down here today, live at the VE.
Yeah.
And soon to be in the VE lounge.
That's right,
there
brother.
Is a lounge here.
Yes.
Well, you not only came on a special day, it's a special weekend. I mean, of course,
yeah.
We're going to tap a cask condition ale here in about 15 minutes.
Well, can you tell the people that aren't here right now what that cask condition ale is, or is it a secret you can't
Sick
announce
puppy.
In the room?
He wants to know. Should I tell him?
I think you should tell him.
It would be the Christian
that.
Thing to do.
It's going to be a double Hoppus Maximus by Thirsty Dog.
Ooh. I think I just ovulated.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Trust me, that love is all over here right now.
Yeah, right,
I had a bad visual there, but I'm back.
We tend to do that to people, Phil.
So. Ooh.
So do you want to tell the people a little bit about what you're all about here at Vintage Estates?
Yeah. What we're about, you know, if I were to define it in one word, I would say positive energy. Because
that's two words.
Okay, I would just say energy. You know, trick question. But no, it is because it's very exciting that we were rated number one beer store in the world. I mean, we have over 800 craft beer labels here at the VE.
That's incredible, man. Love it.
And we also have over 1,000 wine labels, too. But a lot of heart and soul, a lot of passion goes into these craft beers. You know, this is a place, as you guys know, that there are certain beers that you won't find here.
That's right.
And I guess I'll just leave it at that. But we are big supporters of the craft beer world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these small breweries started out as home brewers, many of them. They just put their passion and love into it. And, you know, many of them have made it to microbrew status where they can actually sell their beer to places like us, and we
right
promote
on.
It. And many of them just didn't make it. But, you know,
you guys
give
also
a lot of
have that 12% alcohol cap that.
But that's all over the state
I
of
hate
Ohio,
so much,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. You know, it's
yeah, it's
dumber
stupid. Than shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can sell 19, 20, 21% wine and 35% liquor in here, but I can't sell over 12% beer. Come on, who was smoking crack when they came up with
that's
that?
That's pretty ridiculous right there.
Do you have any restrictions on the mead that you sell, or is it treated just like hard liquor?
Actually, it's treated more like a wine. Because we're allowed to sell like 19. We have some meads that are 20-21%.
Mm-hmm.
So
an excellent
cool.
selection of meads, by the way.
We're very, very excited about our mead following. And we have right now, I think I'm at 27 different
nice.
Meads.
Nice.
27 different meads. And, you know, that alone would be a great episode one of these days, guys, to talk about.
We talked about trying to do meads, and, you know, I think we'll have to come back and definitely do some.
Oh, hell yeah.
Maybe what we'll do is have a mead taste, do a live remote for that.
Sweet, man. Yeah,
I'd love to have you guys. I'd love to have you for that.
I just started homebrewing my own mead.
Awesome.
I haven't had any results yet because, you know, it takes forever and a day to ferment, but we'll see how that works out.
Well, we have one guy that's a regular here. His name's Alaska Rich. He's a real good mead maker.
Is that the guy that takes notes all the time that I've seen here before?
Probably. Good guy. He makes a lot of good mead. He's pretty serious about it.
Awesome, man. And very cool.
And he lets it age for years, too, and that's the thing.
I think you should.
Well, it's the oldest beverage known to man, and...
It was good enough for the Vikings. It's good enough for us.
Those guys, look how
they did it right.
I bet you they got all the women, too, you know, drinking that mead.
Oh, they just club them over the head.
Or maybe
drag them by their hair.
Yeah.
I drink mead. Boop. Come here, you're mine.
I think I love you.
Okay.
She'll drink this out of a yak skull.
So it's getting close to your special event tonight. You want to talk about it a little bit before you go have to do it?
Cut over to do that? The live part of this.
Yeah.
The live part.
Yeah, we're actually about 10 minutes away from the big celebration of our Firkin Friday Cask Condition Ale launch. Here at the VE, we do it like no other. In fact, everything we do is a big celebration here. Basically, guys, we're looking for a reason to party down here at the VE. So
amen,
come on down.
Brother. Amen.
But what we do, it's 7 o'clock every Friday. Bob the Cellar Man. Hey, Bob. Wave, Bob. Okay, anyways, Bob's getting
Bob,
ready.
Bob, how you doing?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob. But anyways, Bob the Cellar Man taps. There you go. He about a half hour before the tapping of the cask, Bob usually starts reminding everyone how much time we have. But so what we do at 7 o'clock is I break out the FUI board. I think you guys have seen that in action. Maybe?
I don't think I have.
Oh, well, you're going to see
it. This is the first time here on a Friday.
Oh, you're going to see it tonight.
I've never firkin' seen that.
We give all the firkin' instruments and fun little sound makers to our customers. And basically, guys, it's a lot of noise that's being made here.
Awesome.
But it's a fun way to celebrate, again, the tapping of an awesome keg of beer. And tonight it's Thirsty Dog's Double Hoppus Maximus, so pucker up, baby, because it's going to be good.
Pucker up, buttercup. Now, did they just start doing a double of that? I've never heard that yet.
No, this is a special keg just for us.
Oh, yeah. Damn, you guys.
Wow. Well, you know what? When you're number one in the world,
yeah.
You
know. The hell?
You know how it is. Hey, forget about it.
All right, Phil, we have a few minutes here before you start to do that. What beer do you have for us first here?
Well, guys, I chose Indigo Imp Brewery. Their beer, this one's called Jester. It's one probably most of your listeners haven't had before. Very small microbrewery out of Cleveland, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And what's unique about this brewery and the way he brews is he's one of the few open fermentation breweries in the country, okay?
Love it.
I just am so impressed with that.
Yeah, me too.
He came down. We have beer school every other Monday here, and he actually talked to my students, and it was pretty interesting, you know, how he does it. And so there's wild yeast in this, by the way.
Love it, man. Love it.
And the thing about this beer is it actually it's going to be a little bit different each time, too. So, and he also bottle condition it. So it's really about as close as you can get to homemade beer, you know what I mean? And he has some cool names. This one's called The Jester. So what the heck, guys? Let's quit wasting time.
Man.
We've got beer to drink.
Cheers, brother.
We got some firkin' beer.
Cheers.
Some firkin' beer.
It smells incredible, and the aroma on this beer is awesome. Sweet.
You can really get
get the yeast on that.
The yeast is real prominent in the nose.
Wow, that's got some bite to it.
Whoa.
Oh, I didn't expect that at all.
Just a little bit of fruitiness up front.
Right, and a little bit of sour.
But then it goes sour on you, and I kind of like that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good. Wow.
And
it's just the right amount of sour. It's not in-your-face sour at all. Good finish to it.
I mean, this is a beer that I could drink all summer. Well, what the heck?
Oh,
fall,
definitely.
Fall, winter, and spring.
365
but,
days a year.
But, you know, it's really, I mean, the alcohol level on this isn't too high. I don't know.
Yeah, what is that spoon? Does it say?
Doesn't say on here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's going to be around 6%.
It's a good little session
That's
beer.
Right.
Yeah, I think. If I can remember.
Let's see, this is what I like, too, with the label, is that it shows you how to pour.
7 minutes!
Yeah, uh-oh.
7 minutes!
All right.
That's Bob.
I think we have 7 minutes until the
wow, what gave
special
that away?
Event. I don't know.
But, yeah, on the back of his bottle, I like that. It says, give me an imp, you know, and then he actually tells you how you're supposed to pour it. And actually, there's sediment in the bottom of this, too, just a little bit.
There better be.
Yeah, and to me, that's a sign of a good beer.
Yeah, me too, man, me too.
So that means
I want the funk.
Yeah.
Bring on the funk.
I can't even say that. Are all of his beers like Belgian based or?
They're all open fermented.
Mm-hmm.
He has one called Blonde Bombshell. That it's a lighter bodied beer, but basically open fermented, and
you get
a little bit of sourness out of wild yeast in it.
Wild Cleveland yeast.
Mm-hmm. Then he has one called Winter Solstice, one of his seasonals that he puts some spice in it. Basically,
nice.
They all taste pretty similar, you know. And then he has one called Gatekeeper. That's it's a porter and an open fermented porter, and it's also sour too. I mean, and it's the first time I tried it, I was like, ooh, you know. But
when I took that first sip,
it grew on me.
I was like, ooh, that's got some. Then
this is definitely growing on me, though.
It grows on you.
Once that, once that first swallow was down, and you take a next sip, it gets better.
Yeah, I like the finish. The finish, to me, is clean. I don't know what you guys.
Oh,
yeah,
I agree.
Out of that.
I totally agree.
It's not like you get any funkiness out of it on the end. You know,
this is what I like about it too.
It's nice.
There was a lot of bite up front, which kind of was starting to turn me off because I'm not into a lot of the sour beers. But as I'm getting towards the end of this,
it was a shocker
though,
for me. At
it was absolutely a shocker. But the nice thing is, towards the end, though, you're getting the fruitiness back and the tartness is going away.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we should open. Maybe our testing isn't. We need more samples.
You want to open another one?
If only we knew somebody that worked here.
Yeah. That would help.
Yeah, maybe we'll get Joey over here. But yeah, that's you know, it's exciting to share these small breweries and turn people onto these things.
Oh yeah, what's
I like this one.
Do you know what his capacity is?
It's like one case a month. I don't know. I mean, he doesn't even have I have to go to him personally to get this stuff.
Nice.
He doesn't go through a distributor. So, yeah,
wow,
I'm the only one that has his beers this side of the state, you know. That's something. Uh-oh.
Yeah, what is that noise?
I think it's about that time. Well, guys, I better get over there. The FUI board is calling me. The cellar man is starting to get a little antsy, and I think it's about that time we tap a cask condition out. How about you?
Oh, awesome, brother. We're going to bring some back over here, talk about them when the event's all passed, and
we'll
review that. And we're going to let him do his thing. We'll be right back.
Well, this is a very special night, a very special weekend. We got our good friends here from Should I Drink That?
Yeah!
Sick Puppy and Spoon. It's also a big weekend. It's the big tap-in tomorrow. We're pretty excited to have a very rare keg of cask conditioned ale. It is actually Thirsty Dog's Double Hoppus Maximus that he made especially for us here at the BE. So we're very excited about that. Bob the Cellar Man is going to give it the official tapping very shortly. But first of all, is there any first-timers in the house?
Woo!
All right, thank you for coming down, first-timers. Now, if you don't know what a cask condition ale is, it's actually a crafted beer that is naturally carbonated. So what that means is they didn't put any CO2 to give it carbonation. It's like drinking homemade beer. So, let's party! Thank you.
Bill!
Tap that keg! Tap that keg!
Tap that keg! Six, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one!
That was awesome. That was pretty cool. That's gonna be one of the coolest things. That was the best Perkin tapping I've ever seen. I think I ovulated.
And now here we go with the fruits of our labor. Sitting there watching Bob tap the keg.
That was the funnest keg tapping or Perkin tapping I've ever seen,
that stuff, man.
It's Perkin fun. Fun.
That is very Perkin fun.
So, gentlemen, let's try this now, beautiful beer.
We got to do this the SIDT style.
Yes.
You do tits in the bottom, ass.
Tits and ass. All right. Hey, I'm learning new things here.
Tits and ass.
I don't know if you guys are a good influence or a bad influence on me, but both. I don't know. I'm having fun.
We're both. Yeah. You know, once you're having fun, that's all we care
about. Ask us Sunday morning.
That's all right. That's all. My life's too short not to have fun.
Exactly.
So, tits and ass.
Boobs are neat.
Uh-oh. Ladies?
We have ladies behind us.
Wow. How about the nose on this, guys? Thirsty Dog, Double Hoppus Maximus.
That's a ton of wow.
Excuse me while they make love to the aroma.
This is pretty nice.
Is that incredible? In fact, we have a good buddy of mine, Bob Biro, the hop man. What kind of hops do you think are in here, Bob?
Why don't you bring him on over to the mic?
Come on over here.
Don't be shy, Bob.
I want to talk to you anyway, so it's a good segue into what you do, my friend.
It's a hop beer, yeah. So.
I don't know. I'm thinking Amarillo Simcoe blend.
I was thinking Amarillo. Simcoe, you think might be a little strong for this? I don't know.
I'm not getting much.
Yeah, right, exactly. Good point, man.
And of course, now that he's mentioned that, I'm thinking I can get some Simcoe out of that.
I have to agree on the Simcoe because. Weyerbacher double Simcoe.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And that's I'm getting a little bit of that same hoppiness.
Yeah,
flavor.
Without the punch, right?
Yeah. But really, for a double hop beer, I think this is pretty easy drinking, well rounded.
Yeah,
it doesn't make you pucker up as much as I thought it was going to. You know,
in your face IPA.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so smooth.
Wow.
It's so smooth.
Now, you know, I think that cask is going to be gone by the end of the night, by the taste of this.
If not, it'll be in my truck.
I think we have a mission.
It'll be at the Red Roof Inn after 10 p.m. Stop by and see us. Should I drink that .com remote?
Unfortunately, you people are going to listen to this after the fact we've already left.
There's one of my favorite things other than beer here, Phil, at this store, is your hop candy.
Awesome.
It's like crack for a hop head.
It is.
It's portable. It's non-alcoholic. You could eat it at work. It's a beautiful thing.
You get all hopped up without the buzz.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
That's what I like about it.
And we have a man here live with us. I mean, I'm pretty excited about that. You know, Bob had a vision years ago, and we've been huge supporters of his. And I got to tell you, we're moving a lot of his hop candy here at the VE. People love it.
You need to sell it by the bag, Phil. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
This is the free candy that we want people to hand out. We'll buy the bags, but you know when people offer free candy?
First one's free, kid. Next one you have to pay for.
That's right. Lure them in.
Get them hooked. That's right.
So what got you started in doing the hop candy?
Pretty much the same thing that keeps people going when they're homebrewing. Just, you know, all those ideas start coming to you after a couple good beers, and one thing leads to another, and sometimes you wake up in the morning and ask yourself why. But
right on, man.
That's when Honey says, "Find something constructive to do with your time," and you say, "I'm going to make some candy
from hops,
but I have to buy a lot of beer and a lot of hops in order to do research."
That's exactly right.
How long have you been doing this, Bob?
Probably going on about 8 years.
8 years now? Wow, man.
But most of it's been just experimenting at home.
Sure.
And I finally found a guy to make it for me, you know, to maintain the quality and actually improve some of the quality to help keep it from sticking, his equipment.
Now I know you do like you do Cascade is one of your hops that you use. Am I right? A Cascade version.
That's one of the primary. It has to do with the oil availability, mm-hmm. and the flavoring, and that one is. There's probably going to be a pretty steady supply of it, so I figured that, you know, if mm-hmm. the candy does take off, you know, stick with something that you're hopefully going to have access
to.
Right
on, man, yeah.
Further on down the road.
Yep.
By the way, Bob, what is the name of your hop company?
Be Hoppy.
Don't worry, Be Hoppy.
Now, I got to tell you guys, he was telling me, like, tomorrow for the big tap-in, which you'll be there.
Absolutely.
I guess there's going to be picture-taking with the Hoppy Bear. Or what's this bear called? I don't know, Bob. Tell him about the name.
Bob, are you dressing up?
Is it like Peta Bear?
No. He's the kind of the idea of the logo.
Uh-huh.
But it's Teddy Bear that I've had for since I was like 5 or 6, and good dude. I mean, never caused any trouble out of all the teddy bears
I had.
Like,
is this
awesome?
Okay, now it's getting a little freaky here. I'm thinking he's got an imaginary friend.
The bear talks to me.
You all do when you're 5.
He just kicks something
old.
He just ridiculously dirty and funny into my head.
He's the friend that never left.
Show me on the bear where I can touch you.
I look forward to meeting your good friend,
Mr. Bear.
Mr. Bear,
Hoppy
Bear,
and I would like a picture with him.
Yeah, this is going to be a Kodak moment, especially
Absolutely.
For SIDT, man. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Well, being low tech, I don't have any kind of camera type capability, so
that's what we're here for, man. We'll take care of you.
You know, most everybody's got this.
We got our cameras with us
to take pictures and do all that fancy stuff. So.
Well, that's okay. You got the bear. You don't need any technology.
That's right.
The bear.
And the candy.
That's right.
But, dude, you have my support on that. I love that
Absolutely.
Hot candy.
That's awesome candy.
It's cool. An addiction for sure.
Well, and I want to say that I think keep a lookout for Bob's Hop Candy to go national. I think it's that good. And I just hope that you stick with this dream, Bob. And as you know, we've been a big supporter of you and your Hop Candy. And I hope the best for you with that.
Yeah, appreciate it.
As do I, man.
Aim for
good
the
luck
stars.
With that, brother.
Beefcake.
Well, you know what I was thinking, guys?
Actually, before we
screwed
we do
up
that,
a little bit. We had this hoppy beer, and then we're going to go into a sour.
Right. Yeah. Do you have a lot of his hop candy here tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a plethora of it? Or?
A plethora.
I think we do. I think Bob brought a big batch down, didn't you, Bob?
Yeah. Let me get like a half a pound off of you, and we'll give it away on our show.
Yeah.
In a future episode.
Yeah, that sounds good.
A good prize package.
We can send out candy from Pennsylvania.
So.
Just don't try to drink it.
Yeah, it doesn't have to go through the 3-tiered system, as far as I know.
Yeah, right on. And I won't be giving it away out of the back of a van. So.
Yeah, it says it's going to be out of the side of a truck.
Yeah.
It says free candy.
A windowless van. I have
down
hot
by
candy.
The river.
So,
but, yeah, that'd be great. Our fans would love to get a hold of some of that.
And
I think it's a great opportunity for
course,
it.
Of course,
spread the word on your hop candy,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he'll be at the big tapping tomorrow, too. Handing out his candy, letting people taste that as well. And
you need, like, hop jawbreakers, like big-ass.
Oh, my God.
Jawbreakers that taste like hops. That would be killer.
There's so many possibilities for this right now,
God.
What we could do.
I think we should drink more, and we'll come up with some new ideas.
I agree. Yeah,
see, by 10 o'clock tonight, we're going to have a ton of ideas, and we should just start writing them down.
I think lolly hops are going to be the,
lolly hops?
The first
thing
on the horizon.
Lolly hop, lolly hop.
You better trademark that real quick, because this is going to air soon.
We represent the hop game.
Damn.
Woo, that's some good beer.
Yeah, see, really now good. I got my mind going. Like hop brownies?
Well,
might be
we got to watch
a
that one.
Or son of a bitch, yeah.
You might get some pissed off hippies about that one.
Nice.
You're like infringing on their turf.
Right on.
What do you mean, hop
that's
brownies?
My hide, damn it.
That's not the right stuff in the brownie, man.
Like, yeah. Well, it's kind of the same plant. Let it go.
Yeah. They're cousins, man. They're just cousins. It's
why
blood.
You,
it's
why
all
you
free
hate?
Love, motherfucker. These are free love.
Why are you hating?
Oh, okay.
All right, I guess I'm the only one left with some
Cascade. You're slow. Come on.
I'm enjoying this. It's awesome.
Drink it like the sick puppy that you are.
All right, I'm staring at that Avery, man. Let's do this.
Okay, this next one is it's a very, very specialty beer. It's called De Pussy Loose, made by
Excuse
Avery.
Excuse me?
Say that real slow.
the Pussy Loose. And it is the real name of it. It's called Avery de Pussy Loose. And, you know, the reality is, guys, when I first was introduced to this beer, I was a little freaked out by the name. So,
but it's spelled so eloquently.
I like Wikipedia, the whole name, you know, and I was like, I know this brewery. They were messing with us, man. They were effing with us big time. They were like,
I'm very proud of them.
Now let's break this down. It's called the Pussy Loose, all right, and it's made with sour cherries. You know, just connect the dots there, and so.
Yeah, just for the fans at home, check the gallery out and look how it's spelled.
Yeah,
it doesn't actually say the Pussy Loose. It's
here's it's D E P U C E L E U S E, and it's pronounced the Pussy Loose.
The Pussy Loose.
Now I put my own little accent on it, you know.
Yeah, I love that.
I'd like to drink the Pussy Loose. Okay, it's getting out of control.
No, this is SIDT. It's okay, it's, man. We're allowed to get out of control. It's okay, what we do here.
This is a barrel. Food or oysters in there? This is actually a barrel aged sour ale with sour cherries, and it's barrel aged in Zinfandel barrels.
I believe the Brabant that I had in the previous house was also in the Zinfandel.
Let's go ahead and
I can't wait for Spoon to try this because he hated the Brabant.
Well, you know, just looking at the color as I pour this, guys, I think that's probably from the Zinfandel barrels.
Yeah.
I'm thinking some of the it's a little bit darker.
Yep.
Not real dark, but it just looking at it, it looks like it's got some color.
Like a dark caramel color.
Come off of the barrels there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there we go. There we go. It's poured.
This is going to be rough, isn't
it? And by the way, this is actually, it has wild yeast in it as well. So
love it.
We kind of, I
got
guess,
a theme going here, maybe?
I guess there's no rules here.
Nah,
I
mean, not at all.
We went from a wild yeast ale to...
To loose pussy.
To loose pussy. And back to the wild yeast with the Hoppus Maximus.
I can smell the cherries in this.
Oh yeah,
definitely a nice cherry. Tits and ass.
Tits and ass.
Oh, here, Bob. Wait.
Just watch it over the laptop.
Oh, yep. Tits and ass. All right. There you go.
I'll just have to raise it ghostly from over here.
So, all right. Anyways, on the nose.
Cherry.
Hardcore cherry. On the nose.
Oh my God, yeah.
Very noticeable.
That worries me.
Plum? Really?
You're getting plum out of it?
Yeah, a little bit. That's what he's talking about. There's a little bit of plum there. Yeah.
I'm getting cherry. I'm not really getting plum.
I can see where you're getting that from, though.
The plum wine that I made a long time ago.
I'll tell you what.
Is it tart? I haven't tried it yet.
It's definitely tart.
I just stuck my nose in it.
Oh, I got the Zin.
Yeah. Are you? I really get...
Whoa.
You know, because I happen to love Zinfandel, and I don't know if you guys drink much wine at all, but Zinfandel is...
Oh, wow.
I don't.
We do once in a while.
I mean, it's a nice red wine, but I'm really able to pull that Zinfandel flavor.
That's some serious... Yeah, I got a lot of Zin out of that one.
Yeah. Hold on. Now, this is the one that'll make you pucker up a little bit.
It's a little off.
Smooth!
It's different, huh?
Yeah, we're very honest on this show.
Well,
Bill.
Hey, yeah, you don't. That's
this sucks ass. I mean, I get it. I do. I just don't like
you
it.
You just don't like it, right?
I respect it. I respect all beers made, but damn, that's just sour.
So, Teaspoon, what do you think of this?
Teaspoon, that's my son.
That's my 14-month-old kid.
Oh, I thought you called him Teaspoon.
He's Father Spoon. His son is
what is he? F Spoon.
I'm F Spoon. He's Teaspoon.
Okay, all right, cool.
Literally, since I am a father now,
you really called your son Teaspoon. Yeah. That's his real. Okay, you guys were.
My wife hates.
We're hardcore.
You were freaking serious about that shit. All right.
My wife's name's Lushy.
Oh man,
how's that?
What do you think about this beer, Bob? You like it? I think you're like with me. I mean, you respect it, you get it, you just don't like it personally, right?
It's hard figuring out what's what they fermented it with.
It's just way too tangy, fruity for me, you know.
We drink a lot of white Zin in our house, so
really,
That's just what my wife drinks. I don't
Spoon
know why.
Spoon also watches a lot of soap operas.
I watch Golden Girls.
I don't know. You know, it grows on me. The first sip, it was a little funky, yeah, but it's growing on me.
It's growing up.
If this warms up a bit, Phil, I think
I got to tell you guys,
I'm
a sour head, man. I love my sours.
You like the goose?
Yeah, I love the goose. Love the goose.
I can't get into that yet, man.
You know,
maybe you can learn me a little bit about the goose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Learn.
Hey,
him.
Future show right there. Future sour show. Beers.
Sour beers, mead. We got a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
guys.
We do.
You know,
man.
This is growing on me, though. I could drink a few of these.
I get the Zinfandel on
it
the
still
tail,
sucks.
Actually. Yeah. On the tail of it, I get the Zinfandel as the sour cherries fade out. You know what I mean?
Damn, it's Avery. I respect the shit out of them, but I just don't like it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, great brewery.
I cannot wrap my head around this
beer. Yeah, that is true. What I love about Avery, the brewery, is they're not afraid to go outside of the frickin' box,
Oh, I
man.
Love Avery.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, Mephistopheles.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, the Black Tot. I don't. That one is.
I haven't opened that one yet. I have that one at home, but.
See, the first Avery I ever had was the Collaboration, not Litigation.
That's the first Avery you ever had?
Yeah. Well, I had up in New York City a few years ago.
Man. First one I ever had was the Beast.
Yeah.
Love the Beast.
I like a Beast Light and then dropping a
Shut
shot
up.
Of vodka in it.
Spoon dying of fire.
Well, when you drink that Black Tot, you're going to have...
Is it similar to this? Or
No.
Thank you, Jesus.
Very different. Very different.
Nice.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus.
You'll have to change your pants. I mean, you're gonna get all... You know, I mean, it's going to have that kind of effect.
I'm going to have to take my underwear off with a stick.
Yeah.
Do it in someone else's room tonight.
Hi. Well, true to the show, I hate this stuff. You guys don't have to do it with me, but I'm chugging it.
Yeah.
Not that's not much of a chug, so don't worry about it. You're safe. That's good. You know what? I was warming up to that, though. I was really starting to like that.
When you chug it, though, the sourness just punches you in the face.
Like this?
Ooh. Okay, that was my least favorite beer of the show.
Like Gary Robbins.
All right, well, do you guys think we should do one more?
I think we should.
Do another one? All right, yeah. Well.
So before we do one more, I did want to ask you, what got you into opening a beer and wine store? What was the inspiration?
Good question, Spoon.
That's what I was thinking. I'm looking around thinking, I would really like to do this, but what was the motivation behind, screw it, I'm just going to open a damn store.
I'm out of my freaking mind. That's why, guys. But seriously, I actually was
glad you are.
I was, yeah. I actually was a customer here before. What it is now. I mean, this we have the lounge now. That didn't exist, but it was a small retail store.
Oh, so that whole area over there didn't exist with the old owner,
right?
Nice,
right? Just this side did the
way
retail
to step
side.
It up, Phil.
Mm-hmm. And my wife and I frequented the place, and one day I was sitting sipping on a beer and talking to the previous owner, and I said, "Hey Ron, if you ever decide to sell this place, let me know." Well, about 2 months later, my it was weird. It was meant to be, because that night we were telling him what we would do with the place. I was like, "Oh, we poke a hole in that wall, we're gonna build a lounge, we're gonna do all this stuff and just take it to the next level."
Sure, man, yeah.
Well, about 2 months later, I had a business and selling a wireless service for Cell One. Well, AT&T purchased Cellular One and shut down my whole company, so I was basically unemployed at that point. But shortly after that, I get a phone call from Ron, the previous owner, and he's like, "Hey, Phil, remember what you said to me that night? And I was like, "Okay." He goes, "Well, I'm selling. If you're interested," he goes, "you're the first one I thought of, man, because you shared the vision. You're the
That's
one that can
cool,
take it
though.
To the next level."
Yeah.
So, it all started there. And we just, kind of worked out all the details over a couple months. And basically, here I am. We have the VE, number one beer store in the world.
Yeah, when first heard about you guys.
I'm sorry, guys. I had to say that.
In my head, every time I mention you guys to somebody else, Vertical Epic.
I get that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, damn it. It's Vertical Epic. It's Fidget Estates.
Vertical Epic.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that was in my head.
It's because every time we
I'm
see
over
VE,
now. I'm good.
Every time we see VE in Pittsburgh, though, it's always because people are talking about Vertical Epic. Now, has the previous owner been in here since you've done all of this? And what's he think about the number one
is
in the world?
Is he now a customer?
Yeah, he is a customer. In fact, he was in here a couple days ago. He comes. He loves to buy his beers, and he buys wines occasionally, too. But
does he ever say to you, "Damn, I wish I would have thought of that before"?
No, he's been pretty cool. He's been very, very cool. And
is
he's
like
just
an
happy
older guy
see...
that retired? Or
Yeah, I think he just burned out on the business. Yeah. It was like, you know, him, the only employee. There was no employee. There was one employee, actually, that he had working part-time. And, I mean, we have, like, 15 people.
You got Joey.
Nice.
Actually, Joey, she's worth 10 employees.
All 15. Right. I'll say 15.
15. Yeah, okay. Joey, you're worth 15. All right. But, so, you know, I mean, it's...
Did you hear that? He said $15 an hour raise. That's what he said.
Oh.
I'll edit that out.
Hey,
don't
can
worry
we edit that? Thanks.
No but, worries. But, it depends on how much free beer you're going to give me when I leave today.
Well, and it's, but it's all about power the passion, though. I mean, it's all, like, right. you guys have the passion for what you do. And, you know, I can see that, and it's about the passion, you know.
And obviously, you're having a great time back there, too.
Yeah.
And you'll see this crowd, by the way, that we have.
You guys can hear this in the background.
Yeah.
This is a great place.
This is people having fun. It's an awesome place.
Yeah, and the crowd, we have very, very cool people that hang here, too. And that's the thing. You know, just the nature of what we do, it kind of weeds out the assholes.
Right.
You know, people who are just, you know, alcoholic drunks, they're not the ones that come here because we don't carry their beers.
They're over here going, what do you mean you ain't got no Miller Lite everywhere?
You ain't got no Iron City in that.
You don't have a 24-pack of that? I can down that in 20 minutes.
You guys, we're talking about that. Do you sell 40s?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
No. I do not.
The whole Oakland area of Pittsburgh right now is going, shit.
I do sell 9-liter bottles, though. I have a,
of what?
I have a 9-liter of St. Fouillon.
Oh, the one up front on the counter?
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we saw the first time we were in here.
It's like,
if a fan of 40 saw that, they wouldn't.
It'd be like a little too much for him. Yeah. Here, drink this. But so yeah, it's a lot of fun though. It's a lot of fun, a lot of hard work. But
I'm
jealous
bastard, man.
Well, I'll
tell
you what.
You got a good thing on here, man.
You guys come down again.
When you're ready to sell, you let me know, Phil.
Hey.
Hey, work for you. I'm just gonna roll with that.
We can start talking now, man. Show me money. But anyways, no, it's cool. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
I think if I own this place, I'd drink the profits.
You know, the funny thing is I was concerned about that, too, that I would just drink.
Restraint.
Are you just so busy that you just don't have the time for
it? You know what? That's part of it. The other part is, you know, I enjoy tasting. Like, what we're doing tonight, I really don't like to get trashed. You know, I don't go out with the mission getting trashed.
Me,
sometimes it just happens.
It's a bonus to what happens when you're drinking.
I love
good
sitting down with a really good craft quality beer and just enjoying it.
Right.
If I happen to get drunk in that process,
hey, that's a bonus.
Yeah,
you know,
it's never an intent. But,
it's not my fault. You know,
you know what? I see it as just another hazard of the job.
Right,
it happens.
Well, I guess the coolest thing about us sitting here right now is this is what we do here at the VE all the time.
Yeah,
the customers that come here, there's no televisions in our place. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I love that.
So you don't have that distraction, and it forces strangers to instantly just feel comfortable talking to someone else. And guess what they talk about?
Beer.
Beer.
The pussy loose.
One thing that I definitely want to bring up to everyone, too, and this is what I love about the place, is you can get naked,
drop your pants, you don't care.
You could do that, too. But you could pick up any bottle in here, open it up, and then walk around the store drinking it, which not a lot of places will do that. Now, there's a few in Pennsylvania where we can do that. Like, you can do that at Three Sons. But the fact that you could go over there, you could order your food, you could walk around. You can just, you know, you can window shop. You can do whatever you want. You can shop. Can you shop?
Yeah.
Which is why I don't come here with a credit card, because I would have that bad boy max.
Guilty.
Yeah, you purchased some nice stuff here.
I have.
I would get divorced if that happened.
No wonder Phil likes me so much.
I think I just
bought his car.
Yeah, you made my last payment on
it. Just gonna upgrade now.
Hey, come on. I got a new thing. I want to buy a boat, so I need you to buy more beer.
What is the deal when people do buy bottles here? What's the process for it?
The process is we're over 800 labels that people can choose from, and any bottle on our shelves they can take over, and we'll pour it for them. Any bottle, just add $1.50 for on premise price. So if it's $1.50 price tag on that bottle, it's going to be $3 to drink it here. You know,
it's like a corking fee.
You know, it helps us pay the staff that actually poured and cleaned the dishes, and pretty right. standard,
yeah.
you know. For what,
yeah, it's
which
standard,
still
yeah.
the prices are still lower than Pennsylvania.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Our
by far. Let's not even get into that discussion.
Yeah, we won't. But
well, we feel like we're like a Pennsylvania.
You are
because
you're a half hour from our from Studio A.
Yeah,
and from
yeah.
Our
I mean the following and the loyalty from the Pittsburgh crew. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing, you know. And they love to come here, and I keep the prices low so that they it's worth their trip.
We appreciate that.
How was your inventory? How was your guys' inventory after that Pittsburgh Post Gazette article came out about you guys?
There was definitely a big spike.
I bet that hurt your inventory.
Yeah, I wrote the editor a note. I said, "Listen, come to the Big Tappan, man. I have two complimentary tickets for you in the Big Tappan."
Well, that's what got us up here too.
Thanks
was that
for
article.
Buying
well,
my boat.
Yeah, he was plugging the Big Tappan as well.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, that article was huge as far as just awareness of who we are and what we have going on.
Even for me, Phil, I think I might have told you this before this show. I've known about this place for a long, long time. But, you know, from the Pittsburgh area, I'm like, it's in freaking Ohio. Screw it.
Yeah.
Then I saw that Pittsburgh article. I'm like, damn it, that's my cue. I got to go now.
Yeah, he called me that day and said, we got to go now. Like, all right, I'm not doing anything today.
And well, here I am.
Ohio.
Well, geographically, it's an easy shot right off of 76.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
nice.
Yeah.
Even when you get off the turnpike, it's just like get off the turnpike and make a left.
Yeah.
You're there.
Yeah, we're not hard to find.
Couple lights down, make a left. Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah. You know, we just put a new website up that I feel simplified things for people, and we're mm-hmm. going to put our inventory on there, too. We're working on getting our inventory.
Great.
It's just so massive that it's kind of a bigger project than what I thought I was going to be getting into.
I mean, even on my website, fermentedopinion.com, I try and keep it track of what I have in my own house.
Yeah.
I have trouble doing that. I can imagine how you feel.
Yeah, the inventory.
Well, because of you now, I have $300.
Because of you,
I have 300 bottles of beer in my house now.
I don't even know you have it because you lost track of your inventory.
The SIDT beer seller went from like 10 bottles to 300.
Yeah. I know I have 300 now because I started tripping over shit. I'm like, let me make a count.
Well, you know, one of these days you're going to really appreciate that. Like, holy shit.
I appreciate it now.
Yeah, he tells me, by the way, we have 300 show beers. And I look at him and go, dude, we've been doing this for almost 4 years. We haven't drank 300 beers yet. He goes, I know. Just more motivation to do more shows. All right, that works.
Well, it's really hard, me being the keeper of the beers for Should I Drink Them?
right.
Living with them every day and going, damn, I've been wanting that one for 5 years, and he's not here, so I should just drink it. But
then we could go back up
and
get some more.
But then again, you know, he's a half an hour away, but maybe he'll be out. So I have that dilemma every day.
Yeah, that's some serious discipline to keep your hands off of
those.
Thank you. Well, speaking of discipline, I'm not feeling very disciplined tonight, so I'm thinking maybe we should...
Let's do a fat bomber bottle of something. That's what I'm in the mood for.
I'm thinking, what do you guys, are you feeling like a stout or something?
I'm feeling...
You know, that's
the
nice thing about, you know,
about
coming
the,
here is, you know, the Should I Drink That crew can take a look at this massive collection of beers and say, I want to try that.
Can we talk about the chainsaw?
Yeah, you want to open one of them
up? Oh, dear God, yes. Oh,
no. You remember what happened last time you drank that?
You're not going to, like, piss your pants or anything, you know.
No, I just filled him up, that's all.
It was a good ride home.
Oh, y'all.
It will BRB, man.
Andrea's here for what, the second time, third
time?
This
is my second time.
And she's talking to Phil right now. She needs to find a beer in here, and Phil's got over 800 beers. So what kind of style are you looking for? What's your favorite type of beer?
Okay, I generally prefer lighter beer. I'm not opposed to dark beer.
Oh, look at this. The beer in your hands.
I found a light beer.
All right, well, this one is her friend just brought over Bell's Oberon.
Oh.
And actually, it's one of Bell's. I think it's their number one selling beer.
I see that. That's sold a lot.
It tastes like it. Yeah. It tastes like a number one seller.
All right. So
what's it taste like to you? What are some of the flavors you're getting out of this?
I don't know if I'm the flavor guru.
Okay, like,
what do you taste? Like
if you were doing a peppermint patty commercial,
yeah.
Like tell us how you feel.
I mean, it's very floral, but with a deeper floral. It's not very heavy, like you would think a Guinness might be. That sits very heavy in your stomach. But does that say daddy drinks because I cry? This is so bad. You can't come in front of me with a shirt like that on.
Way worse.
I know.
Love that.
We're on the
way worse than this.
Well, you know, it's nice to see a second timer really graduate into some new great craft beer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Indeed.
So are you going to drink this from now on instead of your Miller Lite?
Well, I mean, when I come here.
All right.
But I would like to try everything in front of me.
I think I have.
Because now there's 799 more bottles for you to go through.
On
plus,
the wall.
Plus, what's on tap?
799 more on the wall.
I tell you what, Phil.
Yes, Phil.
All right, here it is.
All right, so for the final beer of the evening, Phil, what did you unwrap here? Because it came gift wrapped.
I'll tell you, I'm pretty excited about this beer.
This one was my fault. But I'm glad you're excited about it, because I am too.
This is a very, very unique beer, too, that none of us have had before, right?
I'm excited.
All the way from Italia, this is called Birra Artigianale or Draco. Birra Artigianale Draco, and it's Mirtilla Ale brewed with blueberries. And, gentlemen, this is actually a beer that's coming in at 11% alcohol. And turn on my good buddy Larry onto this too. Let's see how he likes it.
Hey Larry, say hello to the masses, man.
Hello.
Hello, masses.
All right. So here's to the Draco. Definitely tits and ass.
Tits and ass.
Tits and ass. All right.
Okay, there we go.
If this is a shitload of blueberry, I've made a horrible, horrible mistake, Phil.
It's actually not. It's actually not.
I can't even smell it.
I'm not getting any blueberry out of
it. Me neither.
I could get into a lot of trouble drinking this.
Why?
Because it's so good.
I have one word. This is called wow. Wow. I like it.
Does this beer give you a hard-on to Gestapo ceiling fan, Phil?
All I know is, did you notice that the terrace tabletop is risen? Oh, it's not because...
You're feeling a little thick right now?
I'm a little girthy. All right.
I'm glad I was done swallowing that when he said that.
Dude, don't say done swallowing and that whole thing. Yeah, all right.
So, anyways.
Wow. I get no blueberry from this at all.
No, I'm getting a little blueberry.
Is there any more of that left? Where is that bottle at?
It's in my crotch. I'm sorry.
Hey, Gary, this is...
You got to try this.
Go grab a glass. Go grab a glass. I want you to try this.
This is... wow. It's got
the blueberry taste.
It has a lot of characteristics of the barley wine.
Well, oh my God, it does. Yeah, you're right.
You know what amazes me the most is a
is
beer.
Is that recyclable paper?
I actually lived in Italy for a few months years ago.
Nice,
and
man.
Now Italy, there's enough rhyme, enough wine to fill.
Enough rind?
Yeah, there's a lot of rappers there.
I'm drinking beer, yo.
I'm drinking beer, yo, yeah, yo. But anyways, enough wine to fill up the Roman Colosseum, but the one thing they were not known for is their beer. And to have a beer of this quality come out of that country is a very amazing thing for me. I've never had this before.
Even on that note, Phil, what's great about your store is there's another Italian beer that I've been wanting to try, and I can get it on the internet, but I don't want to pay the damn shipping. Mm-hmm. You guys have it. It's the Paladins.
I haven't had that either.
Looks like a little genie bottle kind of thing going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't opened it yet, though.
Yeah.
Waiting for a future SIDT show for that.
Well, you know, people ask me, have you tried all these beers? And I say, not yet. I got to get more, you know.
Right along those lines, what is your favorite beer here?
That's a hard question, though, right?
That's another question I get asked all the time. And I really have to almost break that down by style.
Okay.
Because I like certain beers. Like, I could tell you I love, you know, Bell's Hop Slam, you know,
right,
for that style.
Sure.
I can tell you I like Weyerhaeuser Heresy for an imperial stout, you know.
Right.
That's a good punch in the face.
I mean, the Doris, Hoppin' Frog,
Doris. Dude, that's my new favorite.
I mean, come on. I mean, of course, then there's Founders, KBS, so it's so hard to say, oh, well, this is my favorite beer.
Yeah, I can't do
that.
The one in my hand is my favorite one.
And it's kind of like, you know, when I was single, you know, there was something I could find that I liked a lot out of every woman I dated back then. You know what I mean? It's like,
that's a great analogy.
I really like this about her, you know.
But she was too bitter.
She was a little psycho in this area, but she was really good there. But, you know, I mean, and it's an analogy, but the thing is, though, there's something very special that I can pull out of most of the beers that I try here. You know,
yeah.
I mean, even like Bell's Oberon, we just put that on tap.
Mm-hmm.
that's like one of their top-selling beers.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it is their top-selling.
I think it is their number one beer, yeah.
And look, Andrea likes it now, too, apparently.
Yeah.
We have another convert.
Yeah, we started, because we're converting a lot of lost, I call them Bud zombies and Miller zombies. You know,
we call them football beer people.
We're trying to bring them back to life, and, you know, we use beers like Bell's Oberon and some of these. Like,
baby steps, right?
Yeah. And then we jack them all up with some Hoppin' Frog Doors, and then they're ruined. They're, like, addicted to this stuff, you know, so.
Well, really quick before we wrap up here.
What up?
Tell everyone about the Big Tap-In tomorrow. What all can they expect to hear from this? Because we're probably going to have to break this up almost into two shows because this is going fantastic. We have a lot of people coming in and talking to us.
Yeah.
And we definitely want to make sure we get a lot of the brewers in tomorrow, too. So
this might be a threefer.
Oh, there's a lot of problems last time that happened. That's like episode 9.
Yeah.
A lot of problems with it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But what should people expect tomorrow? And even down the road, you know, this is the biggest beer event between Pittsburgh and Cleveland, as you like to say.
You know, it is the biggest craft beer festival between Pittsburgh and Cleveland. In fact, a lot of Pittsburgh people are coming up tomorrow. An amazing number. We have we get the analytics from people who purchased online, and I expect 1,300 to 1,400 people tomorrow for the Big Tap-In.
Wow,
man. You know, we have 54 breweries coming now. I mean, when I first started this project, we said, well, we're going to have about 40 breweries. That was our goal, you know.
Okay. And even that's a lot,
and,
actually.
Yeah, it is. It is. And then it gained energy, and then just a lot of breweries jumped on board and just distributors and, you know, everybody. So I would say that tomorrow what people can expect is one hell of a good time. They're going to, as they walk in the door, they're going to be entertained from beginning to end nonstop.
And especially with us two idiots there.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to be just beer either.
Right.
It's entertainment and food and everything, right? This is like the all-in-one package for a beer festival.
I'm bringing a guy in from Africa. His name is Sogbeti. And he is an African spiritual drummer. He's part of the production.
Oh, I mean, nice, he's
there's going to be djembe drummers. There's going to be a bagpipe band.
Oh, dude, awesome for me.
I
love the bagpipes.
I love them, man.
So do I, man.
There's going to be a polka duo.
Now that's my band right there, and, polka baby.
Me and you are not dancing to polka. No.
We got Tom Todd, who's a one-man show, and another gentleman, Tom Cutshaw, with the dueling piano guy.
Sweet,
man. And then we have Larry Shankman and the Foreskins. They're going to be playing. And, you know, and we're going to have them play towards the end because people are going to be like all about
Foreskins.
It. They're just a lot of fun. And,
oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, on that note, Phil, what about the food? Do you have any local things going on?
A lot of local food. We're going to have Aladdin's, which is right next door to us here, Springfield Grill. We're going to have Guy's Barbecue, pulled pork. We're going to have...
This is going to be heaven tomorrow.
We got our good friend Jeremy. He's going to be taking some pictures, too. And just a lot of really cool people. Artists of the Rust Belt. We got just a lot of great food. Gia Russo is going to have a huge display there with their pasta, too. And
nice.
So we'll have some meats, some veggies, some hummus, and some
beer.
And some beer among us.
Beer among us.
You know, some people may disagree, but... being drunk and fat's going to be awesome tomorrow.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'm wearing the ham pants.
So, well, I'll tell you, I really look forward to you guys coming tomorrow to the big event.
Looking forward to being there, man.
It's been fun. I'm glad I met you two, man.
We appreciate your hospitality, brother.
This is an honor, man.
You guys fit in here, man. This is like this is a perfect fit for you because what we do here, like I said, is talk about beer, and the people love to do it.
And you know, this is the perfect fit for our fans, too. Because, I mean, our fans are just like us. That's why they listen to the show.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you're in the Pittsburgh area where a large part of our fan base is, make the drive up to Boardman, Ohio. It's not that far. And you figure about a half hour from Cranberry. So figure out how long it takes to get to Cranberry, and there you go.
Yeah.
Or even if you're coming from Erie, too. I mean, it's not that far.
Yeah,
you know.
Make the trip.
It is. Cleveland's it's worth
everywhere.
The trip. And you know what? I tell people I'll keep the good beer coming. You just keep coming, and I'll keep the good beer coming.
You know, you got me sold, brother. I'm addicted to you. Cheers, man.
Here's what I say to you, too. Toots and ass.
Toots and ass.
Toots and ass. Toots and ass.
We're good.
Awesome.
We didn't really talk about this.
And he only takes American currency. So get that stuff exchanged.
Back to this beer real quick. This is a barley wine, definitely kind of a style.
I got a barley wine. Yeah,
I'm not sure if it's supposed to be because it's all in Italian.
Oh, there's more in there. Oh, well, they keep pouring, baby.
Oh, it's starting to get...
Oh, chunks!
It's going to get real good now, baby.
It's a good thing I watched.
Give me the funk, Phil.
That's
right.
I
funk.
Want some of that funky chunky.
That.
So do
here,
I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ordered.
The bottom of it. There we go.
Suck up that yeast, man.
All the way from Italy, man.
Again.
All right,
guys.
Cheers,
beautiful.
Man.
Cheers.
Thanks again, Phil.
Cheers. Thank
appreciate
you, guys.
It,
enjoyed having you.
We'll be talking to you tomorrow.
For shouldidrinkthat.com, this is the most reverend Father Spoon.
This has been Sick Puppy.
Or even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
We out.
Bitches!
Eat a bullet.